Hey everybody, and welcome back for another episode of the Top Dad Podcast, a podcast about dads,
by dads,
for dads.
I just go with it now.
The dads. It's like our thing.
Yeah. Rolling with the punches.
We have stuff. I thought I just turned off my microphone, but I didn't.
That's
good. Hey, school's out. It's summertime.
Children are home, and my nanny does not start till next week, which means...
Out of curiosity, yeah. Why do you call it a nanny and not a babysitter? What is the definition between nanny and babysitter?
I feel like a babysitter is like a once every while person that comes to sit on your... Like, I feel like a nanny is like there during your daily activities while you're doing something, and a babysitter is like, oh, we're going out to dinner, or we're going to go see a show.
The nanny's there even if you're there.
Yes. Nanny's there. Like, I try not to be there
all that
often. So
when you're there and when you leave, she becomes a babysitter?
No. She's still nanny.
Bruce Wayne, Clark Kent kind of thing?
I feel like a nanny trumps the babysitter as far as status. They're reliable. They're coming in like,
I mean, now we're talking about like secretary versus executative assistant. Like, same fucking job.
Yeah, I know, but they're doing the same thing. But like, babysitters are there for what? 4 or 5 hours. Your kids are going to bed. Maybe they're gone for a little bit. Like, maybe they come for the day. But most of the time, it's like, they're there, they're not. This is a job. She's with us for 2 full months.
Why do we say when coming our parents, 4 days a week? When our parents come to watch the kids, you say,
it's babysitting.
My parents are coming to babysit the kids.
Yes.
Is that because it's an unpaid nannying job is then called a babysitter? And a babysitter by definition is short term. And if it's long term, then it's just not payable.
I think if family's babysitting, you're not paying anything. There might be a favor returned at some point. Like, I have to go put the boxes back in my parents' crawl space or something like that.
Yeah, but you would have done that anyways.
I know, but at least I get something out of this way. Babysitter, I feel like, is a one-off thing. You might have your go-to babysitters that you call.
I don't
back.
Have one, but yeah. Don't
know. We have like two.
It's twice as many as
twice,
I have.
It's actually like a million times as many as you.
It's like 2,000.
Math. Nanny, she's there like 4 days a week from like 8 to 4.
Nice. Is it a man or a lady?
It's a lady.
Ask?
It's not a manny. It's a
Did
nanny.
You ask?
It's our same one as last year, so I know who it is.
Oh.
It's a very nice person.
You don't have to check anything to make sure? Is there like a background check for nannies? Like nanny back check?
Recommendations.
Checkyournannysback.com?
It doesn't. That seems to have a different type of meaning.
Be careful Googling that.
Nice former high school girl now in college that nannied for us last year that was recommended. Like her friend nannies from one of our friends. Like one of those word of mouth nannies.
Nice.
I think if you're hiring one of those like nanny.com nannies,
right?
Those probably have background checks in order to get on that list.
There's like an 80% chance you're going to be molested at some point.
Yes. Correct.
This podcast not sponsored by nanny.com.
I don't know, is that even what it's called?
I don't know.
Got my dog at puppies.com, so might as well get a
really?
Nanny from nanny. Yeah.
You that get was a puppy at puppy.com?
We got puppy.com. We were not, I'm not trying to like, I looked it up. I'm like, this sounds like, is this like a puppy mill, puppy farm type of thing? And I'm
Aren't
like,
they all?
I think they are to some they degree, are. But whatever. But they were on Good Morning America at one point. I'm like, well, they had to be vetted at least a little bit to be on national TV. And then on top of that, we tried to get a dog at any shelter that we could, but it was pandemic puppy time. And
I don't
shelters
get the
were
whole,
gone. There's no get, no pets anywhere.
I don't get the whole shelter thing.
I think people were home and they were looking for something
to
do.
I don't get the idea of like poo-pooing buying a dog versus I have to get a sheltered dog.
I think that...
Like, why can't we just get dogs from
I think
like
you,
breeders?
I get a well, that's what I did. I think you get a dog from
We don't
from
buy horses at a fucking horse shelter.
Correct.
You buy stallions from a studded stallion.
I don't think there's many homeless horses is the issue.
Well, I'm just... Are there? We don't know that. Have you ever seen a homeless horse? We don't really live in horse-going areas.
Yeah, but when they're
How
together...
How many horses do you see in general a day?
Very few.
None. I haven't seen a horse in 5 years.
Hobson. There's like horses on
Hobson.
I don't
Hobson. Go to Hobson.
Well, I do. It's near my house. It's further from
me. I also don't like horses.
I'm not a big horse. Horses are fine. I've ridden them a few times.
You're not a big horse fan?
Not a big horse.
What about ponies?
What's betting on those? By the way, I'm super pissed. At the Preakness last week or 2 weeks ago, I bet the win, place, and show correctly.
Okay.
However, I did not box those together because it was on an app and
there
I didn't
three
realize.
Three individual bets versus
I didn't,
a
I thought I was boxing them, but
a
I, had
trifecta,
had a, I had a few beverages and I did not box my bets.
Doesn't pay out as well.
I still made like $60, but it was not nearly what the several hundred it could have been.
Type oh, how life would have changed. You could have gotten two nannies.
Two nannies for one day.
Right.
Oh, I'd be living the high life.
I think if I had a nanny, I'd want him or her to call me like Lord
of the manor.
Yeah, just like does his lordship need his slippers? And she'd have to be British.
She'd have to be British.
Yeah, and like middle aged. more like a really tight,
like
Victorian.
A Mrs. Doubtfire. You want younger than Mrs. Doubtfire?
On, you went to Mrs. I was thinking hot Mary Poppins.
Oh,
like with Dick Van Dyke. Hot Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins kind of hot anyway.
Are there any ugly Mary Poppins? Like was there like a spinoff of like, I guess the spinoff of old Mary Poppins was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Was Mrs. Doubtfire? Yeah, that's what she became, basically.
Kind of into
both,
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Both, to be honest, phenomenal nanny
movies.
Take
a spoonful of sugar from her anytime.
Ooh, wait, Mrs. Doubtfire? Or Mary Poppins?
No.
Ooh, young Julie Andrews is a
new
foxy lady.
Big Dick Van Dyke fan, too.
Who does love Dick? Like, the dude dances still
Dick
at, like,
Van Dyke's
90.
Got big dick energy. That's actually where that comes from.
Big dick
energy
is from Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah, it's Dick
I'm going to go with that because it sounds good.
Sounds like it's a thing in the 50s.
Yeah.
You could probably say it back then and not get in trouble.
Yeah, it's just his energy.
I find big dick energy kind of offensive.
Because it doesn't apply to everybody?
Yeah, it's not right. Because,
I mean, what about...
How do you
know
the size
little
of
dick
my,
energy?
Right, how do you know the size of my wiener?
What's little dick energy? Is that like a Napoleon complex? Like a little dick energy?
No, that's pretty good, actually.
Right?
Yeah. And Napoleon was like 5'10".
Yeah. Was he fine? No, he was shorter than that, wasn't he?
No, I think that's like a myth.
It was a myth.
I think it's a Mythbuster that they busted.
Oh.
Well, I love that show, Mythbusters.
I saw his giant cast. Ooh, Mythbusters is great.
And then they had that weird spinoff show called like The White Rabbit, which was not as good.
They had a spinoff show?
Well, it was the three people, like the redhead, the white dude, and the Asian guy. They spun off because they got kicked off of Mythbuster, or Mythbuster stopped because the two scientist guys that were really good stopped doing it, and they were really the show.
Yeah, Jamie and Adam.
Yeah, they were great.
Adam Savage I watch his like YouTube videos. He does.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're like
super cool.
They're like the Mr. Wizards and the Bill Nyes of the science guys.
Yeah, he's
of our children. The Gen Zs.
He's like, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
He's like if Bob Vila became a nerd.
Dude, I love Bob Vila.
Bob Vila's awesome.
I also didn't know Bob Vila is like Mexican.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, Vila is kind of a Mexican heritage
name.
But
he doesn't.
But like, I never, like as a kid, I was like, man, he's just an old white guy in Boston.
Yeah.
Fixing houses.
Yeah.
I didn't know any different.
Nope.
And it didn't matter.
Hispanic dude.
Then all of a sudden I was like, my dad's like, oh, let's, he was like, oh shit. What was the name of his show?
This old house.
Thank you. He's like, oh shit, this old house is on Telemundo. I was like, wait, what? And Bob Vila? Is it dubbed? My dad's like, no, he speaks Spanish. And I was like, what?
Bob Vila's what?
I was like blown away.
So cool. Do you know that the Asian guy Mythbusters passed away?
No.
He had cancer, I believe.
Oh, that's too bad.
I forget his name. I'm trying to come up with it, but I can't remember. That redhead was a foxy lady. She was in Stuff magazine back in the day.
Fucking Stuff.
Stuff. What a great time the late 90s were when it came to men's magazine.
Pre-porn.
It's basically pre-porn.
Because
it's, hey, look,
porn wasn't really a thing then.
No.
You had to wait like 10 minutes for a picture to download. You know how hard it is as a 19-year-old man?
You know how long you have to sit there and watch scrambled porn on that TV before it finally locked into one off-color image?
Kids do not know how good they have it now.
So much easier.
You also don't, like, Harrison's never going to sneak into my bathroom to look at nudie mags.
Fact.
Did your dad have any nudie mags?
Don't
out him on the podcast. That's not right.
I'm not going to out him.
Yeah.
He may or may not have.
My dad had nudie mags. It was great.
You just outed your dad?
He's fine. He don't care.
All right, fine. Whatever.
He probably still got them.
And
it's weird because I look at him.
Got him.
And like my
it's
mom
like 1987 Playboy.
Yeah,
it's like,
and I'm like, man, damn, she's hot. And then I was like, oh, wait, she's like.
She's like 70 now.
It's weird.
It's weird to think about.
Yeah, don't think about it. Just do it.
Oh, man.
Memorial Day.
Yeah. Oh, so we'll hop into that. You know what? Ladies in bikinis from Stuff going straight to Memorial Day.
Right.
Let's stick with it. Pools are open.
I heard a thing that I'd never thought of.
Okay.
And I didn't bring it up yet because we did it.
Like me and you did it or
you did it? Well, you did it. I'm including both of us.
I did. Okay.
But it's not your fault because I do it too. Memorial Day weekend, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we did a 3-day fundraiser for the VFW.
Yes.
So Veterans of Foreign Wars, which you have to actually have gone overseas to be a member of the VFW. American Legion, on the other hand, you just have to be in the armed services.
Oh.
You don't have to have actually deployed.
Did I F up my post somehow by not honoring the
right? No, you did nothing wrong.
Okay.
It's just when I was speaking to the veterans that night, and they're old, you know, and I was like, well, have a happy Memorial Day tomorrow. He's like, you don't say that. And I was like,
oh,
why not? He's like, because it's not Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a happy day. You're celebrating veterans.
Memorial Day veterans
that are still around. You thank a veteran. It's a Veterans Day.
Memorial
Day is in memoriam of those that have passed during service. So to say happy Memorial Day is like going to a funeral and being like, hey, happy funeral day. Like, ugh. It's kind of a weird thing. Now, it's very like, when I was like, well, what do you say? I'm like, do you say like, yeah, have a good Memorial Day? Do you say like, he's like, no, you just don't say anything. He's like, it's just Memorial Day. Like, you just remember and that's it. And I was like, wow, I kind of felt like I was in trouble. I had never heard that. I've always said happy Memorial Day. And on the Monday morning, my mother-in-law called and Lindsay and her were on the phone and she's like, well, tell Kenny, have a happy Memorial Day. I was like, you're not supposed to say that. And then I started thinking about it. And I was like, oh, I guess that's what it is. I don't really know what you're supposed to say.
I get that 100%. Right. It makes perfect sense.
I don't think it's like a no wrong thing to say.
No one's pissed off about it. But it's a somber day and you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But if you don't acknowledge it,
right,
you,
hard.
Like, how do you then like celebrate
you're damned one or the other?
I mean, how do you memorialize
right.
those that have
good word.
Given?
So it's weird. It's a weird
That's a sneaky
dynamic.
Conundrum. Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I was just like, okay, well, have a good weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't, he was like super on to me. I was like, okay, I gotta go.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I was kind of like.
Sad Memorial Day.
I was like, he's like, you just don't say it. I was like, okay. Well, I'm still thinking about it. So anyways, I had a fun Memorial Day.
I also had a fun Memorial Day.
Went to Bert's house.
On Sunday or Monday?
Monday.
Monday. You actually
because I worked on Sunday.
So. Oh, that's right. True.
So like, Monday, I was off.
Touché.
Yep. So Monday was cool. We did a little, brought the kids over. My sister came over from Indiana. My mom and dad came.
Whole crew.
The whole Colin fam was
did
there.
Did your wife make cookies?
She did not. No cookies.
It's not
she
a true celebration.
She did make a great charcuterie board.
Ooh. Did she have a shark? Does she have like
which there are no sharks in charcuterie boards.
It's kind of sad. Yeah, my weird. Neighbor's big charcuterie board person, but just boards. So they make boards. They're not all charcuterie. Sometimes they're big boards. Sometimes they're desserts.
Charcuterie boards are great if you're a keto member as
huge.
Myself.
Huge. Just avoid the cracker half. Just eat all the meats and cheese.
And to be celery. Honest,
half the time I just eat the meat and cheese. So the cracker is just a way for me to get the meat and cheese in my
prosciutto.
Mouth.
Prosciutto.
Oh, I like the prosciutto. A capricola.
You got all kinds of
salami.
Some spicy cheeses.
I like the good. If you can get those
good
spicy cheeses,
it was a good day.
I like the. Are you a hard cheese or a soft cheese kind of guy? And you're allowed to like both, but if you had to pick,
I like.
If you have, are you a brie guy or no? Because I can avoid brie altogether. All right.
Not that I'm. I mean, brie's fine, but
brie's fine. It's not my go-to.
Brie's like a dipping thing. Like I need something. Like, I don't feel
like a warmed brie to like.
I eat like Kraft singles like by themselves.
Yeah,
because I just like
who
them.
Doesn't.
Yeah,
that is my go-to grilled cheese.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It definitely melts the best.
Yeah. I like a good cheddar.
Good cheddar, like
sharp cheddar.
I love sharp cheddar. Big sharp cheddar. Big smoked cheddar too.
Yeah, all good.
Extra sharp if you can find one of those.
I like a spicy.
I enjoy soft cheese that spread nicely. They're always fun to put on a cracker.
It reminds me of my grandparents.
Yeah, like a Merck's bucket, like one of the Merck's. Yep. Like my mom always had that.
Mm-hmm. Port wine was the one that he liked all the time.
Port wine's pretty good too.
Yeah, it's so good.
So you get the spreadable cheeses, great on crackers. But if I'm getting like just a piece of cheese on its own without the cracker,
right.
I want one that like snaps in half if I like want to.
Oh,
like
a nice
sharp cheddar.
It's good.
Maybe a good.
There's some crumbles left over.
Maybe a little bit falls on my chin. Ooh, look at that little freebie.
That was good. Bert moved.
Okay.
So
oh, he moved.
Now lives on he lives in Wheaton.
Where did
and,
he? Wait, I didn't know he moved.
Which I don't know if I should say that, but I did.
Whatever.
He lives in the town of Wheaton. And it's cool. He's on like a little pond lake thing.
Ooh, that's nice.
But it's like a real like it's not a pond. It's a pond or a lake.
It's
whatever.
Not a retention pond.
No,
it's
like
pond.
A lake.
Okay.
Like it's fairly
you can put fish, a boat on it.
You can fish in it.
Okay.
They have paddle boats.
I was gonna say you can paddle
so
boat.
So he went out and bought a paddle boat.
Nice.
And it's super cool.
Does he have a dock or does he just like pull it up
just
onto
like
the
pull
shore?
Up on the rocks. Yeah, pull up on the shore.
Okay.
It was awesome. The kids all fished, which was amazing.
Awesome. Anybody catch anything?
Bluegill. Oh yeah. Sawyer literally caught 25 fish.
Was it the same one over and over again?
Could be. She just kept. Yeah,
it just has like. Looks
we
like
were fishing a, hot dogs. We were
like
fishing
Swiss
with.
Cheese, you're not, ooh, with, the good old hot dog
with worms. My dad brought worms.
Nice.
So that was cool. And like she would like take them off the hook and everything.
Joe, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it is hard to take especially bluegills are like they're spiny. They can poke you a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Was she wearing a glove?
Nope.
Raw hand in.
She just
a bluegill.
She just astronauted it up.
Wow.
That's my new word at home because I don't want to say cowboy up because they're girls and like cowboys.
Astronaut.
You know, referring
universally.
To men. But astronauts can be both. Plus, I like it because I like to explain to them you have to astronaut it up because astronauts, when they fuck up, their brains get sucked out of their helmets.
Yeah.
Like you just die.
End
in space.
Of life.
Yeah, you're just gone. Like if an astronaut screws up, they're gone.
You can say you can Martian it up.
That's true.
It's a great movie.
The Martian's good.
Plus, he's a space pirate, which sounds like the coolest
thing. Also very good.
That whole scene where he describes becoming a space pirate is like...
It's amazing.
I'm like, I can picture you. If you went to space, you would figure out a way to become a space pirate.
Become the first space pirate.
Yeah, 100%.
He was the first space pirate. Yeah. It was awesome. Are they going to go to Mars anytime soon?
I don't know. It seems pretty far. And
I thought it was
cold.
I guess it's only like 2 hours away. Not 2 hours.
2 hours. Just a quick hop in the space shuttle.
Here to Bloomington. Spot how far it is. It's 2 hours down 55. Boom.
Done.
You're in Martian land.
Isn't it just very cold?
I think so. I don't know. Isn't all space cold?
Yeah, but it's further away from the sun than Earth.
True.
And Earth is this. True. So you go further away. I don't know
unless
how hospitable
flat.
It is for...
I've been watching a lot of flat Earth TikToks.
How's that going for you?
You know...
Has the knowledge fallen off yet?
Clearly, I don't believe it, but I love the fact that people can just rock a conspiracy theory.
They're just going with it.
They're just in it.
I don't understand it either.
They're just in it.
But hey, you know what?
I can't imagine that somebody would believe that a conspiracy could go that far and nobody would rat it out. Like, it's impossible that that NASA is just this fake, completely... non-real.
Like, you talk about like horizon lines and stuff. And you're
just,
like,
it's just, it's,
if you keep going, there's more of it. Like, it curves off. Like, you can't
just, it's amazing to me.
That's fine. You know what? You do you, people.
That doesn't bother me.
It's fine. Freedom of thought.
I like the idea that Antarctica is just a wall and that there's something on the
like
outside
the Truman
of the wall.
Show.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be
you like walk. What happens if you get to the
it's
end
like
of
a
it?
Dome, 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 dome.
And you just like nothing.
Just a wall. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Just turn around, go back.
Memorial Day was nice. So, I didn't know Bert moved.
Yeah.
That's nice, exciting.
He got a nice pond.
Yeah.
New house. It's great. Lots of construction. So he's got construction problems.
He's in the middle of doing stuff.
They're like
renovating a little.
80%. Oh, no. They did a lot. Like,
okay.
I was there on the closing day because he's like, I got a meeting. He's like, can you go walk through with the real estate? Okay. And I was like, no problem. And then so we just walked through to make sure, like, he's like, just make sure the shit's out of the crawl space, make sure the shit's out of the garage. Like, they had to make sure, you know, everything was out. So I was like, yeah, no problem. So I go over there. And then I saw it again when it was down to like studs.
Oh, they did. When did he move? How long ago did they buy the house?
I don't know.
Like a couple months ago?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 months
compared
ago.
To your construction, much more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They did like everything.
Whole shebang.
Yeah, lots of stuff. All the bathrooms.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's cool. And the pond is great. Lake, whatever it is.
Titicaca.
But the kids
greatest
the kids
lake name
loved
ever, by
it.
The way.
Like, they loved it.
Just being at the pond and stuff?
Just like fishing and like the outdoorsiness and
damn,
all kinds of
there.
Stuff. It was awesome.
Logan went fishing on Memorial Day.
Nice.
On Sunday. We have a pond right by our pool that we go to.
Pool or a pond?
It is like, it's a tiny little pond there.
Sure.
But they fill it with fish and it's good.
Fish are good.
Great. One of his friends brought their fishing pole, caught a couple fish, had a blast. We were all inside swimming.
In the pool or the pond?
In the pool.
Nice.
I wouldn't swim in the pond.
You could.
You could.
It's dirtier.
You also get diseases.
Seaweedy.
Our pool opened on Friday evening.
Isn't it normally Memorial Day?
Memorial Day weekend is when they always open up typically. So we went Friday. We did not go. Went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Dude, how was that?
Fun. Really enjoyable. A little sad because it's like the last one of the Guardians movies.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
They're not doing any more Guardians movies.
They'll still be in other
They might still be in
Marvel
other
stuff.
Or they might, I don't know. But it was definitely fun. Very enjoyable. Lots of action. Some comedy. Good Guardians mix up. I think it's like 83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Terrible.
Nothing terrible. So did that Saturday sports and went to a neighbor's for our first little cookout.
Nice.
My neighbor has that one of those Umi ovens.
What's an Umi oven?
The individual pizza oven.
I've never heard of that.
I think it's an Umi. It's like the little countertop.
Pizza oven
gets like 900 degrees. So we made a ton of different pizzas.
Wow.
We had a seltzer tasting.
Oh,
some
okay.
crazy weird seltzers. They were all pretty entertaining and nice. Yep,
I like
finished
a good
off
seltzer.
A little bit of. I'm moving into.
I was very
new
down
world.
On seltzers before, but now they're so mainstream that it's just like you can't not.
You
do
can't
it.
Not do it. Plus, they're a light, refreshing alcoholic beverage in the summer.
I'm not a huge beer drinker in general.
Yeah,
and you can't go like right to the hard stuff.
And beer's a little
seltzer's
bit,
a good way
even
to
even a light beer is a little heavier than a seltzer. It's just and it's fruity. It's a great pool
crisp.
Beverage. Great pool, sitting around a pool, hanging out in the sun, seltzer it up, have a blast. My neighbor brought out. I've moved into a new world of liquor.
Uh oh,
it's the world of tequila.
Oh boy,
and it is. Great.
Yeah.
This is not shooting Patron or Cuervo or whatever else. This is the nice tequilas. This is the mezcals, the reposados, the añejos. So he brought out this Clase Azul, which is like a $140 bottle.
Nice.
It is very good. And I don't have acid reflux with tequila, which is great.
That's
bourbon,
nice.
50-50 shot of me getting acid reflux. Welcome to the world of being older, people. Things happen to your body.
Yep.
And yep, it's great, delicious. I have a bottle at home. It's very fun. I've started making Oaxacan Old Fashions. Oaxacan Old Fashions. 1.5 ounces of reposado, half an ounce of mezcal.
What is reposado?
It's a different type of tequila.
Is that that song by the Queen?
What?
No, it's Bohemian.
That's
Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, I'm like, close. What are you doing? You said the Queen. I'm like, who's the Queen? I'm like, did she have a song come out? I don't remember.
And she's dead too.
Yeah, exactly. 1.5 ounces of reposado, half an ounce of mezcal. A bar spoon of agave syrup or agave nectar.
That's fancy. Very fancy.
And then 2 dashes of an Angostura bitter. Ooh. Mix it up. I will make you one more time.
Sugar cubes in the bottom?
No, you don't have to do that. Nice. Finish off a little orange twist.
Yep, that's an old fashioned.
It is very nice.
Nice.
Very smooth. Not too smoky for those that don't like the mezcal. But yeah, tequila. It's a whole new world. Lauren tried it. Lauren's not normally allowed to have tequila. Lauren gets kind of angry with tequila.
Or
she used to get tequila. Had the tequila. She's like, this is really good. I go, it is very good. And it's nice tequila, so I don't think we're going to be having the negative side effects of just getting.
That's good. Negative side effects are never great.
No.
That's why they're called negative side effects.
There you go. It is what it is. So yeah. So I had some nice that. Pool was on Sunday. Pool heater was not working. It was.
How hot was it?
It was an ice bath.
No, like how hot was it outside?
It was like 82 on Sunday, okay. I believe. So nice. But it had been 65 the day before.
Right.
So the pool hadn't had time to warm up. So it's been like 85 to 90 all this week here. And the pool is much better. Pool heater just got fixed. They don't make it like hot like bath water, but they bring it up to like high 70s where it's tolerable. And you're like, ooh, it's a little brisk. It's nice when
It's cold right when you get in.
This was, I got in and I'm like, oh, this is an ice bath for athletes. This is fun.
Nice.
It was so cold, they didn't do swim team lessons in the pool on Tuesday.
Did they do like just outside?
Just outside.
In the grass?
It was more like the get to know everybody session. So it worked out okay anyway. But sometimes if it's raining or if it's like cold outside, they'll do like the work on your stroke while laying on a kickboard or
like outside of the pool.
Yes, apparently.
Huh.
I don't know all the ins and outs. I'm not a swim teacher. But yeah.
Yeah. My kids just started doing swim lessons.
Yeah. Swim lessons are great.
Goldfish.
Ooh, the Goldfish Swim School
or something. Yeah.
All three of them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're very excited about it.
Get them in the pool, man.
Quinny told me that they had three teachers, all Mr. Johnson, which
Pardon?
Apparently his name was Mr. Jonah.
Mr. Jonah, and there were three Mr. Jonas?
No, there was one, but the way Quinny the way Quinn explained the story to me was that there were three Mr. Jonas, which actually turned out to be Mr. Johnson,
whatever, the other way around. It was only one of them.
Right, it's just That's the fine. Same guy.
Welcome to 7-year-olds telling stories.
Yep.
It's my favorite.
Her birthday's on Father's Day this year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Means
I get screwed. But
I was just say, how are you managing that one?
I don't know. I guess we'll do birthday stuff and then we'll do dad stuff. I don't know, whatever.
Sounds good.
It's Father's Day is different than Mother's Day, and the fact that Mother's Day, mothers get to do whatever they want. Father's Day, we just get to hang out.
You just do what you're told, kind of.
I'm okay with it.
I like
some
if
dads
I, like,
use it as a hall pass to like go golfing or do whatever they want,
or just mow the lawn because they want to like get a little break
like
outside.
That. We have not had much rain, so I've been doing lots of sprinklering.
I've been My lawn looks very brown in the backyard.
Thinking
right
I
now.
Need to get some in-ground sprinklers.
Do you have them, or you don't
I
have
don't.
Them yet?
I just have a sprinkler.
I have a sprinkler guy if you need one.
And that I traded a bike for my new neighbor.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Did it come with a free Pez dispenser? I don't know.
No, she needed a bike
for a sprinkler.
I need a sprinkler. And I was like, you can have this bike. We don't use it. And I'm literally just going to throw it away soon.
Perfect.
And the little girl, Stella, we call her Stella the girl because our dog's name is Stella.
Oh, I'm like, okay.
So it's Stella, our dog, and then it's Stella the girl.
Okay. Yeah. It's not Stella and Stella the dog. It's
no,
Stella, you have your Stella,
Stella,
it's Stella the girl.
And Stella the girl.
I like that. That's cool.
It was cool. On Friday, because it was the first day of summer, we rented a bounce house.
Ooh. Oh, I
for
saw those.
All the neighbor kids.
Yeah.
So that was super cool. And then we ended up keeping it for like 36 hours because that's just when they could pick it up. And I was like, you pick it up whenever you want.
Have
my kids will use it. This is awesome. They used it like all the time. All the neighbor kids came over, which is awesome. Our old neighbors from the other side of the neighborhood came over because we just moved to the other side of the neighborhood. And then we met all the new neighbors. And then later we went to a neighbor's house for pizza and drinks over there, which was super cool.
Just meet the new people.
Soccer the whole time. Met a bunch of new neighbors. Was super, super nice.
Look at you out making friends.
Yeah, I was trying.
You don't even like people.
I don't.
What do you do? Like, I'm so impressed right now.
Yeah,
with
I was trying to be nice. It was cool. My neighbor, who's like two doors down, who's actually like introduced themselves like the first, which was super nice.
Yeah.
He's a police officer for Aurora Police Department, and his wife is a nurse. And their daughter's like a senior in high school. I was like, that should be my new babysitter. Because if you had to pick a babysitter, you'd be like,
nurse and police officer.
Nurse
fuck
and police
yeah.
officer seems like a really good, safe babysitter to have. Because like,
does she want
to
babysit?
I don't know. We'll see.
You should.
I
got to
work on this.
That sounds great.
But he was awesome. We had a great time and then met a bunch of the other neighbors, which was super cool. And which is weird because like the dynamic of like ones that have kids and ones that don't. And then some have like older kids.
You have like you see you have the whole range in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of like a couple of like younger couples that are like in their early 30s.
No
that are
children,
like trying to
like
have children.
There,
yes. But like they're, you know. So
when we moved
cool.
into the neighborhood, we had one of those. We have a lot of children all of the same age. And then there's like a whole bunch of like 80-year-olds.
Yeah.
Every across the street from me is 70-year-olds. And on both sides of me, one of them moved away. She went to like a retirement facility. But there were two 80-year-olds on either side of my house.
Nice.
So it's fun to like you kind of get that mishmash because
we used to take the garbage out for my actual next door neighbor who never leaves the house. I've never actually seen her outside. She could be a ghost for all I know.
Does she have somebody mow the lawn?
They have a service.
Okay.
And then her son lives with her now, too. And he's back. And before, he was gone. And I got to take out the garbage, which at first I was like, what the fuck? I got to take the fucking garbage.
Yeah.
It takes 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's literally.
She gave me her garage code, so I would just open the garage, go in, pull it out. Me and Sawyer do it every morning or
every time that it's time.
And which was kind of awesome because she never had very much garbage. She never had very much recycling.
Yeah.
It's like I always had extra space.
Yeah. So oh, like, you had to put your stuff in?
It was so nice.
You know what? I would do it just for that.
It was so nice.
Half the time I see my neighbors across the street, I'm like, can I get something in there?
Yeah. So then we had like the party on Friday. So we had like extra garbage. And like, it's like the first time since we moved in that we had like a bag out. Like the can was full and I had like an extra bag outside. I'm like, fuck. And I had to wait an extra day because it's Memorial Day. So like everything gets pushed back in a day. And I was like, fuck. I got so much garbage and recycling, but it was nice. I still snuck it in the neighbor shit because I was like, fuck it, you owe me.
You're like, you're fine.
I don't care if anybody bitches.
To be honest, I would have to have a conversation, but I'm like, listen, if I have an extra bag and you got room, you cool with it? And they're like, sure.
Yeah, I'm not even asking. Like, I just put it in there.
It's fine. It works out well. I'm going to go down what the fuck? I got a WTF.
Oh, nice. A little shout out to two moms and a mic.
Here's where I'm at.
Here's where you are.
I enjoy my kids' sporting activities.
Uh-oh.
It is summer. It's baseball. Just came from a baseball game tonight. 6-8. Kid pitch. Second grade kid pitch might be the most painful thing in the world.
A lot of walks.
A lot of walks.
A lot of balls. Ball 14.
A lot of waiting for the bases to get loaded so that the coach can come in and then finally throw one over the plate only for three straight kids to strike out type
nice.
Of thing. So one of the, like, don't get me wrong, they're learning. I love it, and I love baseball. And to be honest, I really enjoy, like, a Tuesday or Thursday night sitting on the bleachers.
Love
just
baseball.
Sitting there, the dads bring sunflower seeds. We're chewing sunflower seeds, standing there. It's just fun to sit at.
Baseball is the great American pastime.
We went to the baseball game yesterday, had a blast. Today, went to like Logan's baseball game, had a blast. Standing there, we are in the time of gnats.
Mm.
Why? Why? Why has no one created a gnat repellent? We got insect spray, mosquito repellent, whatever else. Gnats everywhere. They're in my yard, in my eyes when I mow the lawn.
Yep.
Last game at that field a week ago, I, within about 30 seconds, breathed one in my nose and then inhaled one into my throat.
Yeah, gross.
I'm like, oh, cool. And there was one in my eye. I'm like, oh, good. It's now summer. I've now been gnatted.
You got all the orifices.
I got
covered.
All the holes were filled with gnats.
Nice.
Why are they so obnoxious? And why?
I don't know.
Billion dollar idea. Someone figure out a way to get rid of gnats. I don't care if you got to cover me in like deer piss. Like, just get rid of them. Figure out an anti.
What would be worse,
repellent.
deer piss
or gnats in your
feces?
Face?
Or
like, feces, not great.
What if like,
piss, I'm like,
ah. What if like elephant semen keeps away gnats?
Oh,
yeah, that would be worse.
I don't. That seems like a lot of semen.
Yeah,
that'd probably
keep away the gnats.
Oh,
keep away everything.
You wouldn't like you'd just be coated.
Okay.
I'm now disgusted. Yeah. Nats.
Nats my, what thing? The F?
Why has no one figured out a better plan for this?
Nah.
I don't Nats think Truly no Qual is a WTF, but it's good enough for me, and I'm pissed about it. Because my nose is still itching right now from being gnatted earlier today.
Yeah, I'm itching now just from thinking about gnats.
Yeah. There's no gnats on me. I don't get bit by any. I feel itchy.
Yeah.
It's not cool, man.
Bugs are no good.
Not great.
I don't like gnats. I don't like mosquitoes either.
Are your children doing camps this summer?
Yeah, we do a, excuse me.
Sorry, everyone. We are recording late in the evening because due to my lack of nannying this week, I have been taking my children to swim lessons every morning, which has somewhat impeded our normal recording sessions.
Yeah. They're doing a couple of, like, they do a science camp, which is really cool.
Boys are doing science camp as well. Do they have a cool name for their science camp?
It's called Inventors Camp.
Ooh.
They invent things.
Nice. Look, Brayden's doing, like, a Lego robotics one.
Ooh.
And Logan is doing ones like ooze, bubble, drip, and something else.
Oh, nice. So they don't go to, like, the same camps?
It's by age, so they're at the same school,
right?
But they're broken up by grade. So Logan's doing the third grade one, Brayden's the fourth grade one. So, otherwise, Logan would love the Lego one because he's all about Legos.
It's weird to think that they're going to be in third and fourth grade.
Very old humans. Yeah. It's creepy. Like, Brayden's 2 years away from going to junior high.
That's not
Which makes
possible.
Me not comfortable in any way, shape,
And then
or
it's
form.
Like a hop, skip, and a jump to high school.
Basically married, and I'm a grandfather.
Yep.
So, science camp, what else they got?
Time really does
they
go fast. The days are long, but the years are short. That's the saying.
That's a good saying.
Yeah.
Someone wise probably came up with that.
Yeah. Like Confucius.
Probably Confucius.
Or Indiana Jones.
God bless it. That's soon. Are we going to see that?
We are 100% going to go see that.
Can we have a movie date?
Yes. I don't know how it's currently at like 47% on Rotten Tomatoes.
How many people have possibly seen it?
That's what too? I was thinking. Like, there are people just dogging it before
First
it even
off,
comes out. It did release in cans, though. Like,
did
apparently,
it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. If half the people like the movie, I'm okay with that.
I don't care.
I mean, it's going to be great.
I'm
going to
go either
fun.
Way. I even didn't mind the last
the
one.
The Crystal Skull was weird.
You know,
I get
fine.
It was still fun.
It's poorly written.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But like, it's still Indiana Jones.
This was a better. I forget who wrote this one, but
I like
Shia
LaBeouf in that one.
Shia LaBeoufy.
He was good. Mud.
Mud. That's Mud. Mud.
So apparently, the new one is the Dial of Destiny or something.
Dial. Yeah, I think it's. I believe. I actually. Do you know?
No, I don't know much. Other one than what David had told us.
I think it's supposed to be like. Time travel-y type
yeah.
of thing or something like that.
Time travel's like a new thing in movies.
It is?
Which, no, like it's like the whole J.J. Abrams time travel shit.
I'll give you that.
There's always time travel.
I guess they did that in the Avengers
like,
too.
Alternate
back
universes and things. It's just like, come on.
Big
just,
multiverse world right now.
Can we have a fucking movie without time travel?
Yeah, why can't they just steal like,
works,
something that's worth a lot of money?
Works so well in Back to the Future.
It's so good.
But now it's all weird. But anyways, his like goddaughter is in it or something. I read.
Oh, Harrison Ford or the Indiana Jones?
So I had a meeting today in Countryside, Ooh. Which is just south of LaGrange, downtown LaGrange.
See.
I'm a big LaGrange fan. I love that area. I think it's a pretty town.
Very nice downtown.
It's a beautiful main street in LaGrange. They used to have an Anderson's Books there, but that one has since closed.
Oh, it's
closed.
Downers the only other one that's now there?
Yeah.
They do signings at one of them, and I think Downers.
The Naperville store is still here.
There were some, but I feel like the big signings were not Naperville.
Yeah, LaGrange was a big two-story,
yeah.
okay. like, big.
Why did it close?
COVID killed it. So anyways, there's a half-price books right there.
Ooh, I do like half-price books.
Because they have records, they have, like, little Funko things, they have all kinds of shit. They have
video
D&D
games,
books, they have everything.
Yep.
It's like a disc replay, but better.
Yeah, they got more than just
books.
Discs.
But anyways, when I was there, I found three, Indiana Jones, like 1990s,
the original novels, things.
Like yes, and I bought all three of them. Oh.
Were they Indiana Jones or the young Indiana Jones?
No, regular Indiana
nice.
Jones. I didn't know young Indiana Jones was a thing. I started Googling stuff, and I was like, oh my god! Then I found it on eBay, and these books are going for like crazy numbers. I bought them for $1.99 a piece.
How
I bought all three
for?
Of them. There was a lot of 12 for like $350.
What?
Bucks. I think there are 12 of them,
okay.
so like I think it was the whole complete
series.
The whole series,
complete, like,
which is kind
of
rough,
work
but,
for you?
Yeah, I was like, this is awesome. So I got those, so I was super excited about
Started
that.
Started reading any of them yet?
No, I literally just got them like...
Today?
Like,
oh, like
11 hours ago.
Awesome.
Yeah, this morning. So that was awesome.
They have cool cover art.
They do. It's got Harrison Ford in the front.
It's even got him on
it.
Yeah. Oh.
They're great.
I love it. I'm
excited to check those out. And we are doing the Summer of Reading. We're doing at least 15 minutes of reading every day.
15 or 50?
15.
Okay.
I try to get them to do it twice day.
15 even Harrison, twice or like 10 and 5?
No, like 15 twice. Okay. We've been doing pretty solid on the 15 minutes a day. But I mean, that's what they say. You should read 15 minutes a day, no matter what.
No reason why not.
And it's summer, so like they need to get out of the iPads and Roblox and try to read some bookity books.
Yeah.
Some bookie bookies.
We're doing all of the camps right now, and I'm waiting for spring sports to round up, which we're close to doing, although baseball now has a playoff bracket crap, which I got to deal with, whatever. But we have swim team in the morning. Braden next week is starting basketball camp that goes right after his swim team. So Logan will still be at swim team. Braden's going to get carpooled.
Who's the basketball camp that the guy, there was like a guy's name?
Daryl Walker. I did that one when I was in high school. Jordan showed up one day. I guarded Marcus Camby, shook Jordan's hand.
No shit.
Guarded Marcus Camby.
He got big hands.
He's massive. Just dwarfed my 13-year-old hands.
That's pretty cool.
So that was at North Central College, I believe. I think it's where it was. Maybe April Central. I don't know. I was young.
I remember going to some basketball camp. Yeah. I remember what it was.
So he's doing a basketball camp at Naperville North. He'll do that for like an hour and a half for the next 3 weeks. Logan, I'm working on getting him. He wants to do piano lessons.
Nice.
So I got to figure that out and or just get him into a ninja course. But the ninja courses are all from like 4 to 5 p.m. And I'm like, can we have like a daytime thing for my nanny to drive him to rather than me?
Yeah.
Figure it out. We'll do swim team stuff. But I'm a big fan of the reading thing. I'm trying to get him out of the house. 100% need to be working on that because I think that's one of those few things this summer that I really want to like keep up is we're going to keep reading. Whether it's they read a little bit during the day and then we read them a book at night, like I think that's fine. I'll read 15 minutes a night with them and they can read something during the day. I got distracted though. I was going back. The other thing that I'm excited for Braden to do, he has now done 4 sessions for the level 1 certification at Cantini Youth Course.
Oh, nice.
So he has one more session and it's super cool. So for those of you that know or don't know, Cantini, very nice, like, outdoor nature park, in theory. They got cool tanks you can climb on, which is always the highlight of being a kid there.
Nice.
Nice golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a really good youth links course, which is very nice. Super fun to go even as an adult because you just play your short game.
Right.
And it's great. It's like $5 for the kid and maybe 10 or 12 bucks for the adult to play. It's 9 holes. But you can do the certification, so it's a 5 1.5-hour sessions, and at the end of it, your kid takes a little test, and as long as they pass, which they will because they're all being coached for it, they can go play in golf with their friends for $5 a pop, no adults needed.
Oh, nice.
It's great. So, super fun. So, Logan is not old enough yet. He'll be old enough next summer, but I'll get Braden his level 1 certification so we can go with his friends this summer.
Is there like a level 2?
Level 2 and level 3. I'm assuming you can probably start to go play the adult course eventually.
Ooh.
I don't know what all the rules are, but I just know the level 1 is the one that I need to get him.
So he can go over there by himself.
He can go play the youth link course without an adult.
Nice.
Which is awesome. And just playing golf as a 9-year-old, it's like just your friends.
I did. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Just my dad didn't make us do any kind of leveling.
Yeah.
He just went out there
and it was played. 80s. Yeah, 80s were a different.
Throw that shit out there. Drinking Kool-Aid.
So yeah, I like the reading idea. That's good.
Yeah.
What are you reading right now?
Well, let's see. I've been doing some Percy Jackson.
Ooh, is that for yourself or is that with the children?
You know, I want Sawyer to read some more stuff, so I like reading it first, so I know kind of exactly what's in it.
What's in there.
And I'm happy with it, so cool. I've been doing that.
Nice.
Jim Butcher has a new book coming out in November, I just found out.
Is it on Dresden or is it something else?
No, it's another one. He's got a couple other series.
Nice. I need to read book 3 on that one.
One of my favorites. His son actually just wrote another book. James J. Butcher, which I find weird.
Letter J or J-A-Y?
No, it's like his first name's James J. Butcher. He must be junior.
Okay. But, oh, got it.
You know, I don't know. I always felt like if my dad was an author and I became an author, I feel like I would want to do like a Mark Twain kind of thing, like come up with like a different name so like I wasn't trading on my dad's like... former or like I would want to branch out of my own a little bit. I say that, and then if the publisher's like, nah, it is what you're gonna do, then it is what it is.
I was looking at was it Anderson's a couple weeks ago. We just talked about
love Anderson's.
I was just looking randomly through and I was like, oh, like R.L. Stein. I'm like, I don't read a lot of R.L. Stein, but like right
Sawyer
there
loves R.L. Stein.
Oh, sorry,
that's a horror the scary
I like R.L. Stein a lot. Big Goosebumps guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not who I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen King.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen King. And then there's like Mary King. And I'm like, I don't know if it's related to him or not,
oh.
but your name is literally right next to a very popular author. So if true. You had the same last name, you would get a lot of more book looks just true. By having the name. So it might be a, I can totally understand wanting to go off on your own.
Yeah, but see, like if my name like, just was the same as like my name was Kenneth King yeah. and I was a writer and I wrote like whatever, like that would be perfectly fine. Yeah. Like I would be okay with that because you're kind of stealing it, but it's like not the same.
Yeah. It's like getting a little,
yeah.
getting a little boost. But I can see wanting to go under a different name.
You had a cool pen name. What would it be? Could you think of
I don't
a cool
come up with
name?
One on the fly.
Yeah.
What would you be?
I don't know. Billy Pennyworth or something.
I'd be Samuel Clemens. Billy Pennyworth.
Samuel Twain.
I'd be Samuel Clemens.
Right.
Just go under the old name there.
The other Mark Twain.
The other Mark Twain. Mark
the
Twain
Adventures
two.
Of Muckleberry Pin.
I think that's better than...
And his friend...
Is that better than Fuckleberry Hin?
I'm straight. Not Jim, but you can't go with Tom. That's
James.
Too weird. Yeah, James.
Just James.
It's weird.
Just going
down the Missouri River.
There you go. I love it.
In the time of riverboat.
And his friend
captains.
Sam Toyer.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that we've had a nice start to summer. Children are out of school. You
summer's
know
good.
I enjoy my children being out of school. It's been a lot to manage.
They're like always home.
They're
always around.
I'm trying to get them. Here's the thing. I like them being there. I am trying to get them out of the house literally as much as possible.
My brother had a moment during Memorial Day when he was out with all five kids.
Okay.
My three, which are 8, 6, and 4.
And then
my nephews, who are 9 and 5.
Okay. These and wasn't there? Or they just
they were all inside? Drinking inside.
Oh, okay.
And I had gone inside to like go pee or just like I needed a break. So I was inside and Bert's wife's sister-in-law, our sister was there. So his sister-in-law and he was telling Melissa, he's like, go get Kenny. And she's like, is everything okay? He's like, just go get Kenny. He's like, I'm overwhelmed. There's a lot
many,
of them.
Too many people.
There's fucking fish hooks everywhere. They're throwing shit. He's like, I need help. And he's like, you got to get Kenny down here to help me wrangle these fucking monsters.
Parent panic.
And I was like, I got you, Doc.
So yeah, like,
I was like,
don't get wrong.
Separate them. Divide and conquer.
Sometimes you need.
Napoleon had it right.
You just need extra hands.
Yeah. It,
especially when there's fish
there's
hooks
fish
involved.
Hooks, right, yeah.
You don't want those going the wrong way.
And poor Quinn. Sawyer is like the freaking Bassmaster. She literally threw out a hook,
yeah,
and a fish was on it.
On
like
it.
As the bobber's hitting the water,
it's not even fully.
It
like,
just goes
yeah,
right
just
in,
boom.
And she's just reeling this fucker in. Quinn and I throw it out in the exact same spot with the exact same bait, and we're waiting. And she's like, "What do I do, Daddy?" And I was like, "Just baby,
this is fishing.
This is what you do. This there's just fishing is not about catching fish. It's just the calmness.
It's about
of,
sitting
like,
still.
It's just calm. And it and she Quinn just like me, I feel like the karmic balance in my life, one of them is I am unable to catch fish.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I'm so good at many things.
Fishing is...
And I'm lucky in life in so many ways. Fish is
don't
not
like
one
you.
Of them.
Not your
we
thing.
We went in Michigan. Bert, my dad, his buddy Keith that worked for him, who drove us everywhere, they caught tons of fish. And I'm on the same bait, same
boat,
just
same
here,
everything.
Try this. This one's been this is a hot
they
lure.
They like take your pole.
This is a hot lure.
Yeah.
Then I give my lure.
Yeah. They catch
first
your
cast
pole,
out,
yeah.
they catch something. I'm going with the exact same thing. I can't catch. I literally spent a weekend. And I didn't catch one fucking fish.
Just
and then
nothing.
I finally got one on. I'm reeling in. I was like, yeah, hell yeah, motherfucker. I finally got a fish.
Breaks.
Get it like up to the boat. Pff, fucking fish comes on.
Just like, not a fisher.
Just like God could just not punish me
you know,
anymore.
That's okay,
but I didn't mind because on that particular boat ride, it was me, Bert, my dad,
and
Charlie.
Okay,
which is my oldest nephew, my sister's son, and who's the sweetest boy. He's just the sweetest boy, and it was nice because that's a memory that I think all of us will remember. And he had a really good time. And he had like the tooth missing and stuff. Like it was
nice.
Great. And he was catching tons of fish, and like Uncle Kenny couldn't catch dick.
Yeah, so
like, if this guy
about it, making fun of you,
it was awful. But I did bring my little speaker out with us. We did. I was listening to some Johnny Cash. I was like, life could not be better.
Sit on
even
a boat,
though
listen
I can't.
To...
No, and
perfect.
No mosquitoes were getting were on
no
me.
No gnats
so I
in
felt
your face.
Great. You know, I loved it, but I can't catch fish. So I had explained to Quinn that she has my fishing.
Oh no,
my fishing. You know, like curse.
Yeah.
And I was like, Quinn, you're going to be lucky in other things in life, but fishing?
Not going to be your thing.
Your sister, on the other hand, she's a fishing master.
She's got them all.
She literally caught 25 fish.
She threw an empty hook
brother was
in there
like,
and grabbed something.
I've never seen this before. It's like she's a fish magnet. And she was taking them out. She had no problem. And
Way to go, Soy.
She even got caught with a couple of spines. Like,
still no big deal. She's like,
was
whatever.
Still into it.
Dude, I don't know.
She
like
did
want
to chuck the fish in, and Bert and I were like trying to explain to her, like, you have to be nice to fish. Like, you have to just like
you
let
them. You
want
to shock it back
in. You don't
want to
chuck them in the water. She's like, chuck them. I was like, no.
Drop him nicely.
Just place him in the water and let him swim away so he can get back on your hook in 30 seconds here when you throw it back out.
I like it.
She loved it.
Good for her.
She loved it.
Found a new hobby.
She loved it. My dad's a big fishing. So is Bert. Bert's like gone to like the Yukon. Where like you fly into a desolate
remote area,
and then you get on a puddle jumping plane with some crazy guy
more...
who just drops you off where the only form of communication is a satellite phone.
Some guy named like Phil Phillip.
Like it's just crazy.
That's nuts.
Like you have to have a guide. And like if you don't catch anything for lunch, you don't eat.
I will find you.
It's great.
Oh man.
So like Bert's into fishing too.
He's into it. So he can go with Sawyer.
Yeah, I mean they're down. I couldn't catch fish. If
Uncle
they were,
niece fishing date
at the fucking aquarium.
A net in the aquarium just can't get them. Can't get that's awesome.
Can't get shit. They know.
Sweet.
It was great.
Love
though. It was a good Memorial Day.
Good start to you know what, Memorial
Even
Day.
We're not supposed to say happy Memorial Day. Yeah, I still had a happy Memorial.
I had a happy Memorial Day.
It's nice,
but yeah, it was
you
a lovely weekend.
Things,
the weather
but
was
also,
nice.
Also, it's nice to spend time with family.
It is. It's also nice to get them the hell out of the house and go do something else.
Yeah.
Brayden's at this age now where he wants to ride his bike everywhere by himself.
Ooh.
He's got one of those gizmo watches so he can like call if I need to.
You know,
but
it's,
like
it's
he's running around the neighborhood with his friends. He's not going everywhere. He's like around the neighborhood.
Right.
But there's busy streets
we
and
did
the world's
that.
Different. Like,
well,
but
it
at the
is.
Same point.
It's hard to say that and then want them to have the experience that we had as kids because it was awesome.
Yeah. But that's what I'm like.
But like I remember.
Do you know where your children are? It's like.
My parents had no fucking idea.
Yeah. No.
We were at a construction site.
I was literally hiding in my neighbor's backyard until like 10:30 at night playing Ghost in the Graveyard and.
Kick the can.
Yeah.
And that two finger thing.
Oh, light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That was great.
We did all sorts of dumb shit. I loved it. It was great.
I think I got my first kiss at one of those.
Ooh.
Heidi.
Ooh, man, Heidi.
She was miserable.
Not Home Improvement Heidi?
No, she was cute, but she was just a nut.
Oh,
bag.
crazy.
She's living in a trailer park somewhere.
Looney as a tune, ladies and gentlemen.
Is great. Stiff as a feather.
Yeah. So I just push him out of the house. I go play basketball. He's like, can I go ride my bike with my friends? I go, is your watch on? He's like, sure. I go, wear your helmet. Look both ways before you cross the street.
Yeah. Helmets weren't a thing in the 80s either.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever owned a helmet.
Not with that hair.
No.
You can't ruin that hair. Are you kidding? That hair is a helmet. Protects you enough. It's cushiony.
Yeah, it's great. Summer's here. After that, then it's Father's Day.
Yeah.
And then 4th of July.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's August, and the kids are going
back
to school.
Labor Day, and then we're there.
We're back to school.
And summer's over. Ooh, by the way, I got a couple golf outings I'm going to hit you up for.
Oh, nice.
Get you out there.
I do like golf outings.
I know, they're always good.
I'm a ringer.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I'm going to see if I can get you and Chris on one.
Oh, boy, that's too much.
And we're going to ring the crap out of it. We're going to be playing like 8-20 under.
Yeah, see, that's good. Chris and I are playing in a tournament together for the USGA four ball.
Ooh.
He asked me to play, and I was very flattered.
Sweet.
Because Chris is very good. Yes. I am a former very good player.
You're still, what, a three? Three and a half? He's, what, a plus 0.6?
Yeah. There's a big difference between... You would think that 3.4 is not a big difference. It's a big difference.
But a full first stroke difference is, hey...
I'm one of those. I'm a three who only plays once. You know, maybe my wife's gonna listen to this. And be like, he plays all the time.
Uh-huh.
I do get to play a lot.
Yes,
I get to play like once a week. Friday's my day to play golf.
That's great,
and it's fun. But I don't practice anymore.
No, like, you're not going to.
I practiced today. I was miserable.
Time.
It was hot.
Oh, it was very hot.
After
today.
My meeting, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go right past this golf course, and like the green was aerated. I was super pissed about it. I was like, I'm still gonna practice, and I felt worse afterwards. Like my game was even worse than before. I was like, that was a waste of a fucking 45 minutes.
You're like, I'm not worse than I was.
Sat in the car and watched Walking Dead. Got more.
Ooh.
Out of it. I am rewatching Walking Dead
from the old.
I've watched it from the beginning all the way up through. Negan just showed up.
There's a new like Negan spinoff.
I forgot how good of a character Negan is.
I stopped before Negan.
Oh my god, he's amazing.
I just know he has a big bat with spikes on it.
He's amazing. Just he's funny and cruel and great. He's an awesome villain.
Nice.
Very good villain. Good villainy is important in a good TV show.
100%.
Just as villain. Important as the, like, there's no Batman without Joker.
No.
That's why I've never been a huge, not that I'm not a huge Superman fan, because I know you're a big Superman guy.
I
never felt like Superman had, like, a Joker. He never had.
No, Lex Luthor's just got kryptonite that he can sometimes use.
Lex Luthor's cool,
but Luthor's still a big bad guy.
He's just smart and rich.
Yeah. That's just Batman as an evil villain.
He's evil Batman.
He's smart and rich. Bad guy with money and tools. He's
last
Batman.
Thing. Remember my Amazon shoes that I bought? They're now Carolina blue.
Yeah.
Only because they're supposed to be white, but I washed them with a black t-shirt and I didn't think about it.
I kind of like the color.
It's not bad. They're growing on me.
They're not okay.
They're like a little lightish.
They were
bluish.
White.
They were like bone white.
Now they are not.
They're like blue.
They're like almost like a baby
blue. No, they look fine. And then we went outside. And she's like, oh yeah, they're super.
They're
blue.
Very blue. They look almost like you got them at a baby shower.
Yeah,
I kind of like them though.
They're neat. They're very comfortable.
Go well with your
$25 Amazon shoes.
Great.
Well, that's going to do it for this week on the Top Dad Podcast.
Follow us
by nanny.com.
Oh, yeah, and puppy.com as well.
And Anderson Bookstore.
Yeah.
I love Anderson's.
Just the Naperville location.
Yep. I think that's all that's left.
Follow us on the socials, the TikToks, the Instagrams, the Facebooks,
the Twitters.
Twitters, the MySpaces.
Share us with your friends or your enemies.
Yeah, that too.
Doesn't
leave a 5-star review.
Or not.
Or don't.
But we prefer that you do.
P.S. I'm getting a 20% discount on a boat I'm renting for a lake house later this summer because I'm going to leave a 5-star Google review.
Oh, nice.
Apparently, you can bribe 5-star reviews. That being said, I have no 20% discounts to offer you, but still give us a 5-star review.
We will give you 20% off on all boats that you rent from mattsboats.com.
Ooh.
I hope that's not a real website.
I'm going to look for it.
We'll see you next time, everybody.